T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock, then CMB will come your way. Mike, of course, after that. We are live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So do I really need to see, okay? Do I really need to see the back page of the Daily News, okay? With DeGrom and Syndergaard in Yankee uniforms? I need to see that? No, I'm really serious.
Well, you chose to look at it, so yeah.
Well, no, I just noticed it. I know it. It wasn't like I ran out and bought it. Well, I can't wait to read this. I mean, come on.
It doesn't matter because it's not happening.
And of course. I talk about fake news. It's pretty fake.
I was thinking about this the other day in regards to the Mets and potentially moving DeGrom or Syndergaard. And it's never going to be to the Yankees. So while
never.
People may want to call in and talk about it and debate it, it's never going to happen.
Right.
But the more I think about it, it's never going to happen, period. Because I can't see. Like, I'm going to the game tonight, right? Yep. I'm excited. Yeah. Mets, Diamondbacks.
Big Jake on the mound. T-shirt Friday. You get your pizza T-shirt.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
You're pumped up, I know.
And hopefully DeGrom will deliver in the Mets.
But he might deliver and he still lose.
Well, that's very possible. Very, very possible. But there is no way that this ownership group, as cheap as they may be, as much as they'll never sign Manny Machado or Bryce Harper, there is no way they're going to tell their fans, look, we're dealing with DeGrom, we're dealing Syndergaard, there's no reason to come to the ballpark. They want fannies in the seats. And that may not be the answer Met fans want to hear, because I think what the Mets will do is they won't sign Manny Machado, they won't trade DeGrom or Syndergaard for prospects, they will continue for the next 5 years to put Band-Aids all over this team. They will sign guys like Todd Frazier, no offense, sign guys like Jay Bruce, no offense, acquire guys like A.J. Ramos, offense. Sign guys like Jason Vargas, major offense. And that's what they'll do. So we sit here on talk radio, and we live in this fictitious world where either the Mets are going to spend a lot of money, never going to happen.
Right.
Or they're going to take their best players and trade them for mega prospects. That's not going to happen either. None of it's going to happen. What's going to happen is we're going to be sitting here 2 years from now debating what C-level free agent the Mets are going to sign. That's what we're going to do. Because guess what we did last January?
Boy.
Last January, you and I talked about Eduardo Nunez or Todd Frazier.
I know.
And
no,
that
we did. No,
is
you're right.
The reality.
Yeah, no, it's true.
That's it.
It's true.
They're not dealing DeGrom. They're not signing Machado. And you know what scares me? So tonight, the Yankees are going to Kansas City, right?
Yep.
This relates to the Mets. Hear me out.
I can't wait.
They're playing the Royals. We all know about the Royals.
Yep. Yeah, we know.
They beat the Mets in the World Series, but that's not my point. My point is, what are the Kansas City Royals today? Do you know what they are?
Not any good.
They're horrible. That's the Met future. The Royals had a window. And in that window, they went to a World Series, lost a brutal Game 7, and won a World Series. And then the following year, the window started to close a little bit, to the point now where the window is just, you know, shattered, obviously. They're terrible. And that's what I see. The Mets had a window. They had a two-year window. They almost got through the window in 15. They got all the way to the World Series. They had a lot of bad breaks in 16, but still managed to keep the window slightly ajar. They got to the playoffs.
Right.
And now in 17 and 18, the window is crushing us on our necks. And the Mets are the Royals. except the Royals won the World Series, Mets did not.
Yep.
That's the difference, and that's what the Mets are. That's where they're headed, except they'll throw Band-Aids at it. So they will never get as bad as the Royals, because the Royals may lose 100 games this year. The Mets are never going to get that bad. The Mets are not going to tank, because they want you to come to the ballpark. This is New York City. But they are now in a point of time where 2015 is a century and a half ago.
Yeah, it's a distant memory, no doubt about that. So is the 11-1 start is a distant memory as well.
Major.
Let's not forget about that.
So for any Met fan or Yankee fan that want to call in and propose a Jacob deGrom to the Yankees or Red Sox trade, here's what you should do if you want to think of something that's realistic. Go Google 2019 and 2020 free agents. Go to the middle of the list. Find the most mediocre guys on that list. And call in and talk about the Mets signing them, because that's the future. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I mean, that's the M.O. That's what the M.O. has been. No question about under the Wilpons, that's exactly what it's been. So why do I think anything different than that?
And you and I could
scream about Machado and Bryce Harper to the end of time. And they're not going to spend money on these guys. While we watch Machado probably go to the Phillies, which I could see happening.
Sure.
You know, right in our division, of course.
Yeah, why not?
Or the Braves, one of them, right.
And that's why, even if, and I don't think you and I are clearly at this point, but if we ever got to the point where we looked at this team and said, boy, you know, they should trade DeGrom or Syndergaard, that's not happening either. They're not going to do that because they're trying to convince people to come to their ballpark. They still play in New York City. So I don't even think if we ever were convinced of something like that, like, hey, they should really back the truck up. They should trade these guys for prospect. They're not doing that either. Like next year, when the Mets need to add bullpen help because Familia's a free agent and Ramos is a free agent.
Ramos, Blevins, yeah.
I'll give you a guy they're going to sign. Brad Ziegler.
Oh.
They'll sign him. He's 38 years old. Brad he doesn't cost. I'll give you another guy. Ryan Madsen. They'll sign him.
Ryan Madsen.
Another guy who's
He's been around forever.
Exactly. Those are the kinds of guys the New York Mets are going to sign. They're not going to trade DeGrom. They're not going to trade Syndergaard. They're not going to do anything creative like that. Not saying I would do it. They're not going to sign a big-time free agent. You know, Brad Brock's had an awful year, so he won't cost a lot. The Mets may sign him. I could see that. That makes sense. Sean Kelly, the former Yankee, I could see them signing him. Sean Rodriguez, the super utility guy, I could see the Mets signing. See, here's what I'm doing. It's a fun game. We can all play it at home. Find the most mediocre free agents, and that's the Met future.
Mm.
And that's how they're going to Band-Aid this team for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I wish I could dispute what you're saying, bro, but I mean that's it. That's what the Mets are. That's what this ownership group is. Yeah, you say that they want to fill the ballpark, you know, they want people in the ballpark, it's New York City, but when are they going to realize it's New York City? Because I don't think the ownership has really realized that at this point. Because I think they think, like I said, like you mentioned Kansas City.
Right,
I think that's
right.
What they think they are.
Well, I think
Pittsburgh, Kansas City, you know, San Diego. I think that's what I think they are.
The only difference is, because I get your point, saying, hey, if they really wanted to fill the ballpark, they'd sign big-time guys.
Of course.
I think they want to do just enough but not enough.
Right, they want to give you the illusion.
Correct.
That they're a contender.
Correct. That's why.
The illusion of being a contender.
Exactly. That's why it's not Manny Machado. It's Sean Rodriguez. Mm. It's not Bryce Harper. It's Todd Frazier. And I don't mean to rip Todd Frazier in this.
No, of course. I understand.
But I think even Todd Frazier would admit he's not Manny Machado.
Or Bryce Harper. Right,
Bryce Harper.
Yes.
He's not that. So I think that they're not the Royals or the Pirates in that they're not going to deal everybody away. The Pirates started dealing everybody away. And they've won anyway, which is a stunner.
It is stunning.
And they're going to be challenged now because Starling Marte is hurt. So I don't think they're them, but they're also not the other end where they're going to go out and add the big-time guys that would really excite the ballpark. Because a night like tonight, the Mets will announce over 30,000 people,
which
is not a terrible crowd.
It's not supposed to rain today, but it's not exactly going to be nice today.
Not a beautiful night, but I'm sure they sold a lot of these tickets a while ago.
Right.
But the combination of, hey, maybe I see DeGrom, maybe I see Syndergaard, the Mets have a chance to be decent, I don't know how good they are, but they're not terrible, I think gets people to the ballpark. If you have a season in which you go in and you're in full tank mode, which some baseball teams are doing now, there would not be 30-plus thousand people in the ballpark. There'd be 10,000 people in the ballpark. And that's where I think they do care. They care, but they don't care enough. That's the problem.
Yeah, the illusion of contention. That's what I like to
say. Well said.
And that's what it is.
It's the illusion of contention, and it's and I've said this year after year after year, and I'm sick of saying it, though it worked in 2015, and that's if everything breaks right, the Mets could.
Right.
That's what we say every year. Most of the time, well, not everything is
going
to break.
Another problem that's going on, though, too, and it was brought up very nicely today by Joel Sherman in the Post, is that the division is starting to pass them by. Look at it. Look at Atlanta. Look at all the young players in Atlanta. Look at Philadelphia and the young players they're developing. And, oh, by the way, they spent money, too. They brought in Arrieta. They brought in Santana. If you believe what you read, they're going to go heavy after Machado. You know, the Nationals are still the Nationals at this point, although that window may be closing on him. Soon,
maybe.
Especially if Harper leaves, Murphy leaves, whatever, and you know, Murphy still not back from his injury, you know. So, but I mean, the division is starting to go by the Mets.
But ask yourself this, and of course that's true. How did the Atlanta Braves get there?
Yeah,
and they got there by having four really bad seasons
they
in a
did.
Row.
They did.
They did. They bottomed out. They lost in the '90s three straight years. The Philadelphia Phillies bottomed out.
Right.
And I don't think the Mets would go there.
And
I'm not saying we want them to go there, but that's how they got here.
The difference with the Phillies bottoming out is the run the Phillies got, you know, earlier in the, you know, in, I guess it's now the last decade because we're in a different decade now. It's very weird with the 2000s. But I mean, you know, they won a World Series. They went to a World Series. They were in the playoffs how many years in a row? So they gave you a very good run, the Phillies, that you could live with the downside as they return now to the upside.
Right. No, I get that.
You know, and the Mets, our run is 1 year in the World Series and lose, and then the following year, the wild card game and lose.
No, I get that. But that's how the Phillies and Braves have built themselves.
Right. No,
you're right about the Phillies. They had a great run between 7 and 11 before they decided to bottom out.
Right.
The Braves run, and this is not the Maddox Glavine run, but they actually had a run where they made the playoffs 3 out of 4 years, 10 to 14, but they never went anywhere.
Right.
They made the playoffs.
Right.
They never went anywhere,
which
is similar to the Mets, even though the Mets did get to a World Series.
Right.
But both of those teams, sure, they're going to start to spend money now, but they bottomed out. I don't think the Mets have any plans to bottom out. And I'm not saying we want that, but I don't think that's an option.
Mm.
So as we sit here in the dawn of the new era in the National League East, where, yes, the Braves and Phillies are on the rise, whether they keep it up this year or not, they're on the rise, clearly.
No question.
But they got here because they bottomed out. And to the negative of the Mets won't spend for big-time players, which is true, I also think that they won't bottom out. I don't think they ever will. I think they have a little nix in them in that way.
Mm. Well, the Knicks have bottomed out, even if they don't think they have.
Not on purpose, they haven't.
Yeah, that's true.
And they haven't really bottomed out, because when did they finish with the worst record or the second worst record in the league?
But, you know, 29 wins a year is not exactly, you know, the Mets aren't doing that.
Well,
although last year they
what's
did.
What's last year?
Yeah, they won 70
And
games.
What's this year going to be?
Yeah, this year's on it. It looks like it's spiraling out of control, I'll say that.
But I don't think they're going to finish with 100 losses. I don't think they're going
to
be.
The difference, though, here's a big difference with the Knicks.
Go ahead.
The Knicks fan, or if you want to call them, that go to these games, they don't care if the team wins or not. They're still filling the building. That's not going to happen with the Mets.
Well, that's why they have to make the illusion of trying. That's why they won't bottom out like the Braves or the Phillies, because they have to make that effort of let's sign some B-level, B-plus-level free agents to make the fans believe they have a chance. So the last few days, and I know it's been quiet because the Yankees haven't played in
playing.
6 months.
I mean, the Mets have had two days off, and actually three, because they didn't play Wednesday either.
Right. Well said.
Toronto did. They didn't.
But all this talk is a waste of time. They're not trading DeGrom or Syndergaard to the Yankees, and I don't think they're trading these guys at all.
Yeah. No, you're probably right.
Even us trying to push them to sign a Machado or a Harper, that's not happening either.
We got a lot of pull.
We got nothing.
They love us.
Oh, yeah. Big fans. Big fans. And by the way, thank God the Yankees are actually going to play a game. I mean, it's been five days. They've played six innings in 5 days.
Since Sunday.
And now they get to face some minor league teams, which is nice.
Yep.
They deserve that after the tough stretch that they had.
Where did they go after Kansas City?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. That's
another bad team.
That's right.
But, hey, you got to beat the bad teams.
Yeah, well, the Mets actually get the Marlins.
Well.
Although I'd rather play them in Florida than here.
I'd rather play anybody anywhere but here.
Yeah, right.
The way they've played at home.
Yep.
So baseball is back tonight. The Mets open up a series against the struggling Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Yankees open up a series in Kansas City against
the Diamondbacks are saying, boy, we're opening up a series against the struggling Mets.
Correct.
That's what they're saying.
That is very, very true. So we'll get to that. We'll get your phone call, some thoughts on the NBA as the show rolls on, including Fizdale's pitch to make Kristaps Porzingis love him.
Great.
The toll-free number is 877-337-6666. We'll try to check in with Susan Wallman later because I heard that the Yankees had to sleep at an airport. So I'm sure she is in a wonderful mood.
Wow. She had to sleep at an airport?
That's right.
In the airport?
That's correct.
Didn't they, like, put him up in a hotel?
There were no hotels available.
In D.C. this was?
Yeah. This wasn't last night. It was the night before.
But because of the waiting for the rain, and obviously the games weren't played, and then there were mechanical issues with the plane,
wow.
and then they couldn't take
what
off.
What a disaster.
And so they had to wait. So instead of going to a hotel because there were no hotels available, the entire Yankee team, and I'm assuming Susan and John, had to sleep at the airport.
How is it possible that there wasn't one hotel available for the, I mean, I can understand, like, for me and you,
right.
there'd be no hotel available. But when you're the New York Yankees, how is there no hotel
Because
available?
If there's no rooms, there's no rooms.
In the entire city in Washington, D.C.
I guess
area.
So, yeah. There's a lot going on over there. There's usually a lot of nothing going on there, but there's a lot going on there.
I guess.
And if they don't have any, I mean, were they going to kick regular people out of their rooms?
No, I can't do that. I'm just saying. I'm just very surprised by that.
But if there's
surprising
no room,
to me.
No, I was surprised, too, for that reason, that you would think there would be
right.
some room available.
Right, right.
I mean, they could have just gone over to people's houses, knocked on the door, and said, you want a Yankee to sleep on your couch? Can you imagine that? This
boy.
Is Gleyber Torres. Would you like him to sleep on your couch?
They could have slept, like, in the Rotunda or something like that, right?
In the Rotunda?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
in the Capitol.
Oh, the Capitol.
Right.
Yeah. That would have been great. That's a great place to sleep. They could have gone into the chamber of the United States Congress and slept
right.
there.
Hey, the Smithsonian.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.